So, this morning I'm talking to Ruth Yaffe. You are one of the directors at the Phoenix Motorcycle Training Group. We're going to talk today about a charitable event you hold every year, and actually it's 10th anniversary this year. Could you first of all tell me how you came to join Phoenix and how this charitable event started?
Right, well, we set up Phoenix in 2010 because my husband was made redundant and he needed a new career. So we set up Phoenix because we already both had an interest in motorcycles. So we set ourselves up with motorcycle training as our chosen career. So then we have slowly expanded over the years, and I believe we've now got about 28 training centres across the UK, including three that do trail riding. Now, the entire time we were part of the motorcycle community, every single year we would do a charity toy run. Now, when we set up Phoenix, we wanted to do our own Phoenix-based toy run. So it did take us a few years, but we did eventually discover Rutherford School. We discovered them at a fair event. So it was really funny because they had a stall, we had a stall. I was making a beeline for them because I wanted to talk to them, and they were heading to me at the same time, wanting to talk to me. And it was really quite wonderful. It was a lovely meeting. We all got on really well. And when I told them what our plans were to come and visit them every year with toys and gifts for both the children and the staff and the parents, they could not believe it. Their Christmas had come early.
Yeah, it sounds
So,
quite serendipitous the way you linked up at that fair. Tell me a little bit about, yeah.
absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about Rutherford School.
Rutherford School is a school for children with multiple and profound learning difficulties. They start from the age of three upwards. However, they used to stop at the age of 19. However, now they continue right up to the age of 25. Although, unfortunately, at the moment, they don't have very many very young children. The children that they tend to have at the moment are the teenagers. And they're typical teenagers. You know, they like their friends, they like games, they like the adult type toys, you know, but we have to understand that they have got profound and multiple learning difficulties. So most of these children are in wheelchairs. Some of them have some kind of brain dysfunction in some form or other. But honestly, once you see one of these young adults smile, honestly, it's like all your Christmas presents rolled into one. These young adults are just amazing, amazing. It's a wonderful experience.
Yeah, I can imagine. And tell me, how is this school funded?
This school is funded on a voluntary basis. It's not a state-funded school, so any resources that they get is mainly through donations. Hence, this is one of the reasons why we like to do this toy run. Anybody within the motorcycle community would know that your average toy run to your average school, whether it be a school, a hospital, a clinic, there's more than one toy run. Right, to Rutherford, there is no other input at all with regards to Christmas gifts. We are it. So if we don't turn up one year, then they don't get all these Christmas gifts and love and affection and warmth for us all. And they also don't get a fun day either, because we just would not turn up for whatever reason.
So Rutherford's depend is a is it a charity? It's dependent
Yes.
on charitable funding. So it's a
Yes.
registered charity itself.
Yes.
No government help, no help from the
Not
private sector.
really. Not really. No. 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 So anytime they need to fundraise, they need to do this outside. There are obviously a few government incentives for them to apply for funding, but it's all down to tick boxes and whether or not they qualify.
So
So,
in the light of the last budget, I think both yourself as a small company and themselves as a charity might be expressing a few concerns about the future, do you think?
absolutely, yes. Absolutely. I think it will certainly hit Rutherford more than it will hit us. Obviously, for us, it'll hit our pockets, but with regards to Rutherford, it could potentially hit their children with regards to the less amount of money that they've got coming in, yet the more expenditure that they've got, because obviously their staffing costs are going to go up, potentially. Ours certainly are as a company. And of course, we've now got to pay more national insurance to our staff. And of course, that's going to be the same at Rutherford. So, yes, I think now it's even more vital that we continue with this toy run every year. And the more people that we can get involved in this, the better for those children. I mean, honestly, I've got two absolutely wonderful, gorgeous stories I could share with you if we had time on this interview. Yeah, two of the stories I've got are really heart-wrenching. One in particular, may I share it with you?
Yes, please do. Yeah, please do.
The one story that really always touches my heart is we was all turning up on the motorbikes, and all the motorbikes are a lot of the motorbikes are all decorated Christmas, and a lot of the participants and the riders all dress up. They might not necessarily dress up as Santa, but they might just dress up as Spider-Man or something like that to cheer the children on. So anyway, we turned up at the school and all the parents and the children were outside and all the children were waving and all the bikes were honking their horns and there was lots of noise. And there was this one particular lad, it's sitting in his wheelchair with a lot of people around him, and everyone was crying. And this boy was waving, so we were all waving back. And when we'd all driven in and got ourselves settled, I made a beeline for this particular family. And I said to everyone, I said, I'm so sorry. I said, is everything okay? Were we too loud? Because that's what I thought it was. That's why I thought he was crying, because he was too loud. And the parents and carers and teachers said, no. You were not too loud at all. You have no idea what you've just done. And I said, what have we done? And the parent could hardly get her words out. And she said, well, he's had an accident and he's had various surgeries. And since then, he's not been able to move his arms. She said, and you turn up with all your bikes, with all your costumes, all your horns and your lights, and he starts waving at you. And that's why everyone was crying, because that was the first time they'd seen him wave since his accident. Now, I don't know what accident this was. I don't know what surgeries it was, but obviously they were used to their little boy waving and using his arms. When we turned up, he'd had therapies, he'd had physio, he'd gone in the hydro pool, he'd had special treatments, braces. This is what the parent told me later. And we just turned up on our bikes and he waved. I mean,
That is
that is why we do it, Jackie. Jackie, that is why we do the toy run.
it's
We
a
don't do it for
heartwarming.
ourselves.
Yeah, no, it's a heartwarming story and it's wonderful. I think the motorcycle community is a very close-knit one. So let's go
Yes.
back to the toy run itself. I think you're doing two runs. One is from Croydon and one is from your centre, I think. Is that right?
Right, we're doing two. We do a pickup point at our training centre in Footscray Sidcup in Bow Road.
Yeah.
So we do a pickup there, and that's at 10:15 in the morning. And then what happens there is that we then set off from there and we head towards our training centre in Croydon. So there's a lovely convoy, and just as you approach our training centre in Croydon, you've got the top of the hill, and they all come down the hill, and that is an amazing sight. That is when everyone in Croydon see me cry probably for the first time. I cry all throughout this day. I'm a big blabbering Christmas
Yeah.
hypo lady that just goes a little bit mad. But anyway, So when they're coming down that hill, that's when I start crying because I can see them all, and it makes an amazing photograph. And then they join everyone that's already outside, waiting to set off from Croydon. So that's when I do my big count. On average, we get about 40 bikes, which to me is wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And I'm always absolutely ecstatic when we do get 40 bikes. But the idea is that you come along all dressed up and you come along with a gift of some sort on your bike, or some others bring their friends in cars and then they follow the all the motorcycles and have gifts in their cars. Or some others, I've had mothers turn up with prams full of toys, and then they've just thrown them in the boot of my car and I've taken them along for them. So, but that's the whole idea. We bring love, joy, time and compassion to the school, and that's the whole idea of it. It's not a case of how much have we raised, because people always ask, how much have you raised? Well, I can't really put a price on a smile, a laugh, a wave. What price was that wave for that little boy? I mean, that was infinitum, wasn't it? I mean, that, you can't put a price on a wave. So that's what I always say now. It doesn't matter how much money we save. It really does not matter. It's seeing those bikes, having those bikes there, and having a worthwhile gift in their pannier, or that they can give to Rutherford and to those gorgeous kids. I mean, they're just delightful children.
It sounds like a wonderful event. So our Radio Jackie listeners, lots of them are in Croydon, will be listening to this. How can
Yes.
they help? How can they get involved? Can you tell me when the event is?
Yes, right. The event this year is on Saturday, the 14th of December. If they would like to come to our Phoenix Motorcycle Training School at Tudor Academy in Castle Hill Avenue, CR00TF, if they would like to arrive there at 11:45, they can arrive sooner if they wish. They can either arrive there a little bit earlier and decorate their bike when they're there, or they can decorate themselves. With regards to gifts, the school are always desperate for bath towels for their hydrotherapy pool. They are always desperate for any type of stationery, whether that be paints, paper, books, cardboard, anything like that. They're also in desperate need of hats, gloves, and scarves so the young adults can go outside. And they're also desperate for little blanket, well, big blankets that they can put over their legs when they're in their wheelchairs. Now, if you want to get something specific for them, something that they are actually asking for, there is a toy list available online. And that is toyrunwishlist.phoenixmotorcycletraining. So you can find that on the internet. That is an up-to-date list of things that they would like. Some things for the teachers, some things for the children individually, and some things for the classes as a whole. So if you would like to do that, that's absolutely fine. If not, those other items I've suggested will always be welcomed.
That sounds amazing. So any person who rides a motorcycle can come and join you in Croydon.
Yes, absolutely anyone. They do not need to hold a full motorcycle license, just so long as they have a valid CBT. That is all they need. You can bring pillions if you so wish, but obviously not if you're on a CBT. Yeah, bring as many people as you like. Doesn't matter what type of motorcycle, doesn't matter what type of qualification you've got with regards to motorcycling. Because if you come from our training centre in Footscray. We do not go onto any fast roads. We will go at the pace of the slowest rider. So that's how we do it with regards to that. And when you arrive at Croydon, what happens is we do not ride directly to the school. What we do is we leave Croydon and we go around all the little shopping centres and little high streets, and we make a lot of noise. We make a lot of noise. We honk our horns. We play music. We bring love and joy and Christmas cheer to all the shoppers, and it is an amazing experience. So you can imagine, by the time all the riders have got to Rutherford, they're really high, they're really hypo, they're all excited, and all the children are outside waiting for them, and there's lots of waves and tears and cries, and it's just an amazing experience, an amazing experience. And everyone that takes part is allowed to gain access to the school, to see the school, how it runs, to meet the children, meet the staff, meet the parents. And they do a celebratory Christmas fair while we're there as well, as part of the toy run. So that's also there for you to enjoy. So it really is a wonderful, lovely, magical day.
I've just become very, very Christmassy at the thought of it. Thank you so much for talking to me today and for highlighting what you do and how people can get involved. It's been really lovely to talk to you. And thank you for that lovely story. And I hope, is the little boy still waving? Is he still moving his arms? Did he move on from that?
Yes, he did move on from that point. Yes, he wasn't completely recovered from his accident by the time he did leave that school, but he was certainly so very nearly there. And yes, he was able to end up being able to feed himself and everything by the time he left. So that really started, as we say, the ball rolling for his recuperation. And yes, he was able to completely feed himself.
I can only congratulate you on the power of your toy run, and I hope it goes
Thank
on for
you.
many years. And thank you for all the
Thank
good
you.
you do.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on to Radio
To
Jackie.
be honest, Jackie, if it was not for everyone that arrived to that toy run, we would not have a toy run. It's all due to the bikers arriving. It's got nothing to do with me. Yes, I send out all the emails and I tell everyone, and yes, I'm here talking to you now, Jackie. But if these bikes did not turn up and these helpers didn't arrive with all these gifts and dress up and wave and make all the noise, there would be no toy run. So it's thanks to them and thanks to everyone that participates that we have such a successful toy run every year. So I would just like to say thank you to them too. And I'd also like to say thank you to our volunteer Unity support riders who also help. And without their help, there would be no toy run. So thank you, Jackie.
Thank you very much indeed. I'll let you go now. Have a
Thank
lovely
you.
day. Thank you.
Thank
Bye
you.
now.
You too.